Tesla move over. Autonomous shuttles surface in the Netherlands. This week, there's already public transportation that runs on rails by themselves, but the new driverless vehicles called WePods can drive the Dutch public roads, integrating themselves with normal traffic. WePods can transport six individuals almost 7 miles between railway station and university. Over the coming months, the project will expand to longer distances as they produce data to learn from the current experiences. The vehicles won't have a driver, but will be monitored from a remote control room to ensure their functioning safety. There even a backup plan if the WePod's self-driving abilities don't work out. A joystick will be installed. So if you're one of those people that are riding there, you might want to brush up on your flight simulator expertise just so you can steer the riders to safety.
Oracle is finally pulling the plug on the Java browser plugin. In a long-expected announcement, Oracle is finally deprecating the Java browser plugin and putting us out of our misery. It has long been a product that has created millions of orphan other products and probably one of the largest reasons why users are still hanging on to things like Windows XP. Heck, my AT&T tests still don't run very well on anything other than XP, and it's only because of those stupid Java browser plugins.
VMware has announced the future of their cloud services, and it might be other vendors' clouds. In their latest earnings call, VMware CEO Pat Gelsinger announced 2015 was a rough year for the virtualization company and announced that VMware would be undergoing a restructuring that would see the layoff of 800 employees, change to adapt the planned EMC-Dell merger, and putting on of the brakes of their investment in VMware's vCloud Air public cloud platform. The tone of the presentation was that virtualization has matured and VMware must now look to innovate their ability to interoperate. Specifically, he said, we will be introducing a new NSX offering, which will enable customers to create secure and encrypted overlay networks across public clouds, including AWS and Azure on-premise. Coupled with the announcement they were scaling back investment in their own cloud services, it would seem that VMware's new focus will be to push hybrid public-private cloud solutions, even if those solutions don't live on VMware's platform. This is a bold departure from the siloed approach VMware is most known for and could be the key to expanding NSX, the singular bright spot in VMware's newish offerings. Though it will be interesting to see how NSX stacks against Microsoft's Azure stack, which might arguably out-VM VMware.